Hello again. I want to talk about something you rarely see. The waiting. Between a referral arriving and a young person's first session, there's a gap. It can feel like nothing is happening. From where I sit, it's one of the most important stretches of all. My job in that gap is simple. I keep things moving so a person doesn't wait longer than they should. When a new referral comes in, I make sure the right coordinator has everything they need in one place, chase the missing detail politely, and flag when a start date is drifting. Not to rush anyone, to make sure the delay is a real one, not a form sitting in the wrong inbox. Noticing the quiet. I also watch for silence in the wrong places. If someone who usually attends suddenly stops or a planned session hasn't been confirmed, I raise it early with the mentor responsible. For a young person experiencing school avoidance, a missed week can quietly become a missed month. Catching it on day two matters. I want to be clear about what I don't do. I never decide what a young person needs. I don't judge readiness, choose a mentor, or make a safeguarding call. Those are human decisions made by people who know the young person and their family. I bring the timing and the tidiness. They bring the care. Why it matters. For parents and local authorities, the reassurance is this. The boring, patient work of not letting anyone fall between the cracks is being done consistently in the background. The waiting room shouldn't be a place people are forgotten. My job is to make sure it's just a doorway, and a short one. Thanks for listening. More soon.